Do 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 do.
Taylor Watch.
Welcome back.
We're back. Another episode of Taylor Watch. A very, very special episode. We are fresh off the Eras Tour in Miami. Oh my God, Gia. I'm still processing.
I know, so am I.
It's Monday, post-concert, still processing. Can't believe that we were there for such an unbelievable night. And before we even recap any of it, we have to do a round of applause. Huge thank you to our besties at Game Time.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much to Game Time. Yes. Number one, put us on the floor, which is a place that I've never been. I was so excited and like
amazing.
It was just
seats.
An unbelievable,
amazing
experience.
Seats.
We got like, the tickets what 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah, I think on like Monday.
It's crazy,
crazy,
crazy, so. Crazy. How they hooked us up. And I, you know, we use Game Time all the time at Barstool, and they always do us right. But for something like the Eras Tour, I truly didn't think that we'd be able to kind of work this out, or you know, even if it was possible.
Yeah,
and it was, and then some.
Yeah, and they really, really came through for us, so we couldn't be more appreciative. And then our entire little recap here is sponsored by Game Time.
Yes.
We've obviously had such an amazing time with them at the Eras Tour, and we couldn't have done it without Game Time. And they are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports.
Yes, they are.
They now have their brand new Game Time Picks feature. They're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out all the fluff to show you incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Picks setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time.
Game Time. But also too, so funny, the local thing. I have had my Game Time settings on Miami for like months.
That's
like
funny.
Every time I open Game Time, it'd be like Miami. The first thing
that
came up with the three
Taylor
Swift.
Very user friendly, which is nice.
Extremely.
Yeah.
And again, like I don't know where we keep seeing or why we keep seeing these like strange screenshots of tickets being $20,000, $50,000.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not true. At least it's not on Game Time.
Yeah.
Like, Game Time is, you know, obviously floor seats, things like that, right up front row, whatever, they're going to be a little more expensive, but they're completely affordable throughout the entire stadium.
Yeah.
They're there. They're accessible.
Yeah.
There are tickets to be had. And if you haven't gotten to the Eras Tour yet, you're able to go if you go on Game Time and check
out
the tickets.
And there's a lot of also uncertainty when it comes to buying tickets. Like there's some websites that can be pretty sketchy with like the security of your tickets. And Game Time like is always super reliable. So that's really nice. Like especially with something like the Eras Tour, like you want to know that the ticketing person that you're using is a reliable source. And Game Time has never let us down on that end either. So, we just really couldn't be more thankful enough for Game Time.
They made our whole, they made our whole weekend. Like, we wouldn't have gone without them. We've been talking about wanting to go for months, obviously.
You know,
being like, oh, Miami, maybe we'll work something out with Dave. Maybe we'll do whatever.
Yeah.
And in the end, it was Game Time all along.
Yeah, it was Game Time all along.
We're so thankful. And thank you so much to them for trusting us with it and sending us. And wow, just what an unbelievable weekend, Gia.
Yeah.
Like, this was just truly some of the best stuff that that we've been able to do. I know that, like, you know, we're spoiled brats having gone to multiple concerts. We you know, talk about Taylor twice a week, every week, and you know, we're very, very involved in all of this. But truly, Friday's show in Miami was magical.
It was like, magical.
There was something in the air.
Totally.
Something in the air. It was, first of all, a rain show.
Yeah.
Which, have you ever been to a rain show
like
that? Neither have I.
Yeah, that was my first rain show.
It was crazy. A rain show. We obviously had already seen.
Okay, wait, let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. Okay, so we get to Miami. Everything's pretty seamless. Your flight was delayed for a couple hours.
My flight was delayed, but we flew out Thursday night, so we weren't worried
about.
Worried about delays and stuff. Thank God for the concert itself.
Yeah, thank God. Got to Miami. We were staying in a little like Swiftie influencer house. us a little bit.
Shout out to Olivia Levin, yes. Swifties Fraternity, and also Brian West, who is the USA Today Swiftie influencer reporter.
Yes.
And who are just lovely.
The
just
very lovely people. And Samantha, who's also with us.
And Samantha as well,
who
works with Brian, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
she was super sweet, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so funny. I didn't realize that that was who he is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was like the... I don't know if you guys remember, but USA Today was like, oh, we're searching for like a Swiftie reporter follow her throughout like her entire tour. Mm-hmm. And that's Brian's job. So he has a very lucky job. Very busy man.
Very busy man. Yeah. That man is, nobody's busier than Brian.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And he really, he's boots on the ground all
the time. All the
time. He's boots on the ground all the time. He knows the ins and outs of the shows at this point after not having gone to so many. Like, it was interesting hearing his perspective on things because he's just been to so many shows and has been a part of it now. He's gotten to meet Taylor before. I don't know if he said, if he mentioned if it was for this tour or not, but he's met her before in the past.
I looked at his Instagram and it seemed like it was an older picture.
It was a while. I think it was a while ago that they met. But still, I mean,
still,
that's like a crazy
my
thing.
My God,
like,
I would die. Olivia's also gotten to meet in Taylor.
Olivia went to her rep listening party.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Which is so crazy.
Secret Sessions.
So exciting.
So jealous.
I think that if she had Secret Sessions today, still we'd be invited to that.
Like, I think so.
I really think that we would be. But she
imagine,
doesn't do them anymore.
I know.
It's
which
just makes
tragic.
Me sad. But yes, we had a lovely time with them. We all went to the same show on Friday. I think Brian and Olivia ended up going night two as well. Olivia, I think, went to all three nights.
Yeah, she did,
which is amazing. But so we all went night one. We were sitting in a different space than the two of them. So we said our goodbyes on the floor, but we were all on the floor, all like loving life.
Yeah.
An amazing, amazing time. Should we talk about, what should we talk about first? The concert or the state of Hard Rock Stadium being the worst stadium in existence?
The state of
existence?
Hard Rock Stadium, because I'm ready to pop the fuck off about
I'm ready
it.
To hear you pop the fuck off. Because before you start popping off, I just want to say, the concert, of course, was fantastic and it all worked out. The show was great. Before and after, the organization of that stadium, the setup of that stadium, the entering, exiting, everything, burn it all to the ground and start again. Worst stadium in the entire world. Now pop off
worst
your specific
stadium
issues.
In the entire world. Not only did this stadium, okay, I will give them one credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
They had three checkpoints to scan your ticket to get into the stadium,
which
I
great.
Appreciated because I feel like they had very good security in that factor.
To be honest, getting in was fine.
Getting in was fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had one area in a basement for the merch. One.
Unbelievable.
Two merch stands in one area for every single human being in that stadium to get the merch. The line wrapped all the way down to the bottom of the stadium from the third floor of the stadium.
It literally started in the 300 level.
Section. Sorry, should I say?
Right. Started in the 300s, looped around at the stadium. It's like a spiral, like
walkway.
Not stairs, but it's like a spiral thing. The line was doubled up, wrapped around the entire thing. We didn't even know where it started, ended, nothing.
No,
nobody
no.
knew anything. It was
I paid
out
two
outrageous.
Girls $50 to cut them in line. They were very nice ladies, and they said, sure, cut them in line. I was like, okay, I'm in a good spot. Get into the end, like the entrance for like the line. This I'm already in line for that line.
Yep.
Then the girl in front of me asked one of the workers how much longer she thinks it's going to be. The worker says an hour and a half.
Insane.
I'm like, oh my God. Okay, there's no
after
way.
After you'd already been in the line for like
after,
45 minutes
for,
at least.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, there's no way. Like, that's going to be an hour and a half.
Yeah. I did not wait on this line, by the way. I said, no, you're on your own.
No,
girl.
I was on my own,
on kid,
own kid for sure
that was,
on
that, was
that
me.
One. And I just
not
wanted
a line
this
girl.
Stupid fucking Gracie Abrams hoodie. And I literally waited in this line for 2 hours. People were trading bracelets, like holding up the line. I'm like, guys, wait till after to trade the bracelets. Like, this is why the line is taking 3 hours, because you're holding everybody up. And I get it. That's the whole point of the concert. But do it after.
Right. I know.
Oh, my God. And then we finally get into the basement. And I'm like, yes. Like, thank God. You have to get to another line.
No, it's crazy.
Oh my God. I really almost lost my marbles. Finally got to the end of the fucking line. I go up to the lady. I'm like, can I please get a Gracie Abrams hoodie?
Yep.
She goes, hey, how are you? How are you doing?
Please.
I was like, I don't have time for the condescending
tone. It's like,
tone.
Lady, she, Gracie Abrams had already started, by the way.
Gracie already started.
I'm texting Gia from the seats being like, girl, Gracie's on. Fuck this hoodie.
I know.
But she's waiting for 2.5 hours. It's like, at this point, you gotta see it through.
I know.
You know what I mean? You're in
and
there.
And at that
you
point, I wish it. I did it because then she was like, we only have smalls. And I think she was capping because I saw another box and I was like, there's no way there's only smalls.
It's because you didn't say hi to her.
No, I think she was.
Yeah.
But I will say, I saw on TikTok later that like a lot of girls experienced the same thing. That like
it was great.
They had millions and millions of stuff for Taylor, but it was Gracie stuff that they had very limited quantities of.
Right.
So
maybe they just didn't anticipate all the Gracie fans. Like when we were going in.
I don't think so.
When we were going in, we like you were hype about the sweatshirt. You were also so hype about Gracie because you had just seen her
in Chicago.
And you know, obviously I love Gracie too, and who we were with love Gracie, but it wasn't like she was not the draw.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, whatever. But no, Gracie Abrams brought the fucking house down, and we'll get into her performance as well because it was excellent.
So good.
Excellent and well deserved. And I am surprised about how many people were so excited to see her. And in that event, like they must have just severely underestimated her
fans. Yeah, I think
because
so.
Because there wasn't enough merch,
there wasn't
enough of her merch there.
Yeah, so that was just, it was just, I've never in my life seen such a horrible
awful.
Setup for merch.
Awful.
And we'll get to it too, but like leaving the stadium was just so awful. So
leaving the stadium was that took years off my life. Leaving the stadium,
it took literal.
Also, too, the food lines. Like I was upstairs while she was in the merch thing. I was getting food and I got some drinks. The drinks were no problem. Food was an issue.
Food
line was like, again, everybody was pretty confused. Like I, you know. You go into an NFL stadium expecting them to be able to deal with large crowds
and a
sold-out stadium, and Hard Rock Stadium was absolutely not up to the task.
I guess the Dolphins haven't had a sold-out
stadium
in a while
because it
was
holy
awful.
Shit.
But we'll get to the leaving after. But but yeah, so finally, I bought the small. I don't know why I bought it because it didn't even fit me. It doesn't matter. I meet up.
It was crazy, but you had to do it.
Finally met up with Kelly on the floor with our seats. And yeah, Gracie just totally brought the house down. She, so many TikToks of comparisons of when she first started opening, like MetLife, when she opened for us. I think maybe there was like 150 people singing.
Was she? Did she open before Phoebe? Because I saw Phoebe. Like it was Gracie first, and then Phoebe.
Phoebe, yeah,
right. Because Phoebe was which makes sense. Like in a year and a half, 2 years, whenever that was. Like a year and a half, I guess. It's her star has certainly risen. She
totally,
you know, she put out her EP recently. She put
album.
Out her album. Sorry,
yeah, yeah.
But no, didn't she have an EP before that? I thought she put out like 3 songs and then put out like a full album last week.
No, she put out Secret of Us and then Secret of Us Deluxe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So regardless, she puts out this new album literally last Friday. And you said that she had already been performing. Like people knew all of her songs though. Like the ones of her new albums. Like
well,
that's so true.
Because
like
it was the Deluxe.
I knew that from TikTok.
Yeah. Like, so the Secret of Us came out in.
Explain, yeah.
April roll, like kind of around when Torture Poets came out. Secret of Us came out. And I don't want to say maybe June, I don't remember. But then the Secret of Us Deluxe came out on Friday, and that was like 4 extra songs.
Got it.
Plus like some Vivo, like live versions of songs.
Okay.
But yeah, that's so true. She's been performing at her other shows like every once in a while.
Right, okay.
And yeah, that song has also blown up on TikTok.
Because that's the song that I knew was like her new song out, or like the thing that everybody was excited about. Secret of Us. Oh yeah, okay. So it's a good amount of songs.
Yeah.
Anyway, she took the stage, brought the house down.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited. That's so true. That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite song right now.
So
I like
good.
Also Us, you know, the one featuring Taylor Swift. That's a great song, too. Everybody was singing that so loud. But I think That's So True is the one that everybody was so hyped to hear. And I Love You, I'm Sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone loved that one, too. And it was just it was an excellent start to the show. It really set the tone.
Yeah.
Gracie ended her set being like, I'm just excited to get in the audience and sing with you guys. Like, I'm a Swiftie too.
I
just can't wait to see Taylor perform this show. Like, it's going to be amazing. Whatever. Which we love that kind of energy, especially from the openers. Very thankful.
Did you see Paul came to Night 3?
I saw him going to Night 3.
Yeah.
I know, which is, like, amazing. Do you see the people being like, he started the Eras Tour with one girlfriend, one opener, and ended up the other?
Yeah.
Someone said that he has had 3. Did he date someone else in between that was also an opener? I don't think so.
No.
I think I just misread the tweet.
Yeah.
But or people are misreading the tweet that I saw. But regardless, she crushed it. Great. Mm. And then, of course, we get into position for the Eras Tour itself to start.
Yeah.
We are excited for the show, knowing everything that's going to happen. We're from a new vantage point. Mm. I will say this. We, apart from all the, like, new stuff, which we'll get into, like, outfits, et cetera.
Yeah.
The only thing that, like, we had already seen Tortured Poets in Paris. Mm. I forgot until the show started that no one in the U.S. had seen Tortured Poets.
Yeah, I forgot
Poets.
That, too.
So everyone
yeah.
was so hyped. Yeah. Like, that's all I kept hearing people talking about. Tortured was like, Poets. I can't wait to see Tortured Poets. Can't wait to see Tortured Poets. And I'll tell you what. I think I'm ready to solidify it as the best set.
I agree.
I think that it is by far
the best set of the
made even
whole
better
Eras
by a
Tour.
Special surprise that we'll get into. But okay, so we open up the show. It's been a long time coming. We're crying.
Yeah,
The countdown's going. She looks fabulous. Orange bodysuit.
Yeah,
bringing the fucking house down. Orange jacket for She's the Man. I was crying like profusely during She's the Man or during the Man. I don't know why I was crying so much during the Man. Like, it was just really hitting home, and it was just fantastic.
You could tell just from the moment she popped up that mm-hmm. there was just energy,
a different kind of energy
in the crowd that like, yeah, we have not felt. Like, she looked amazing. Mm-hmm. She had this confidence. Like, literally, just the whole entire time, I was just looking at her like, she is the most beautiful person on planet Earth. Like, anything she does.
Yeah, Jill leaned over to me at one point and was like, she's just so beautiful. I was like, I know, bitch. Like, I'm mesmerized by her. Like, absolutely mesmerized.
It was
mesmerized.
Just crazy how amazing she looked.
Gia. Breaking news.
Ooh.
We have yet another new bestie on the pod.
Yay!
This is another exciting bestie. And first of all, we love all of our besties that come on. We love all of our besties that trust us with their products, with their stuff. And this time we have Aloe Moves as a new bestie of ours, which I know that all of our fitness girlies out there know what this is already. Mm. But if you don't already, Aloe Moves is, of course, an app made by the company Aloe, the sportswear company and workout
yoga
gear, yoga stuff. Aloe Moves is an app that you can download that has videos and workout routines that you can do in your own home. You can do with your friends. You can find studios that are doing the workouts that you'd like to do. And it's an amazing, amazing app. And obviously we've talked about it the last couple of months specifically, how I know I'm specifically trying to get a little better. Like, I feel old all of a sudden. I feel like I need to start stretching my body. I need to start working out. I need to start taking care of myself. And so I've been trying to kind of break into that. And so this, the timing of Aloe Moves being a new bestie of the pod is perfect. And we're very thankful for them to come on and whip us into shape.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Especially the fact that you can take this wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. It makes like the laziness of the whole aspect and like forcing yourself to go to the gym
aspect.
Which
is my number one thing.
So
I never want to leave the house.
Yeah, that's the hardest part about going to the gym is actually just getting up and going there.
Mm-hmm.
So Aloe Moves like helps that so much. And just because the lazy days of summer are gone doesn't mean that our busy schedule has slowed down. Mm. We know that we've been all over the place.
Busier than ever.
So it's hard to make it to the gym as well. And that's why we love Aloe Moves so much. It's a health and wellness app. It helps keep us up with our wellness routine wherever we are. Mm-hmm. And they also have classes to fit your schedule, whether you have a full hour to work out or just 5 minutes.
When you download the app, you actually go in and you can make choices when you arrive to it. You can pick like, all right, I want to strengthen. I want to lose weight. I want to tone. I want to focus on self-care. There's like a lot of different options you can choose from, and it'll start serving you those ads or those videos within the app. And it also gives you the opportunity to say how much time you have to work out. So it's like 5 to 10 minutes, 30 to 45. Like, it'll send you these videos or populate your app with these videos that fit into what it is that you're looking to do. So you really, you know, you can go searching for whatever you want to search for, but if you are picking the things you're looking for, it'll start serving it right to you. And you barely, it's very, very simple to use.
Yeah. And there's a lot of options too. Yogas, Pilates, strength workout. And then you can also set it from beginning to advanced.
Yep.
So if you feel like you're, you know, starting up your fitness journey, don't have to freak out about like starting a class that's maybe a little too hard. Mm-hmm. There's options for everyone. You can start a guided program or try a new type of workout or just stay on track with what you're already doing from wherever you are. So go to alomoves.com and use code TaylorWatch for an exclusive 30-day free trial. Plus,
ooh,
enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
Let's go.
So that's Aloe Moves, ALOMOVES.com, code TaylorWatch for a 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership. AloeMoves.com, code TaylorWatch.
Fabulous.
And then when was our first like big like whoa
new fearless dress was exciting. Yes. And then of course and
very
I think
cute
point,
blue
very cute.
And we were like ooh blue
we were like what's the blue mean
girl? There was like some debut clowning going
definitely a lot of debut clowning and obviously some rep clowning as but the new fearless outfit came out. We're all excited.
That's
great.
My favorite part. Yeah. Is the hand heart.
Yeah, heart hands was just, that was another one too, on the floor, having all the hands around us like, go up. The floor was, I have never been in a place at a concert where it was so loud. And I don't know if it was because we're on the floor, or do you notice a difference in that? Like it's louder on the floor?
I don't think so. It was unbelievably loud.
So loud. Like, so not even just like the performing obviously sounded great. The cheering was so loud that you could barely like, it was crazy. Later on when she sang Champagne Problems and did like the
I had to plug my ears.
Literally like, I almost had to plug my own. Like, I was like, my eardrums are going to pop. Like this is the loudest I've ever heard. People were thinking maybe, because that stadium has a little bit of like a curvature at the top.
Yeah, that
so
makes
maybe
sense.
It was just like coming back down. But like, it was on another
unbelievable
level. And I loved it. Like, I loved it. She deserves all this. Like, it was
there
so
were
crazy
certain points where I could like barely even hear her.
No, really?
Because it was so loud. But I loved it. Yeah, no, it was
unbelievable.
It was epic energy just from the start. But yeah, the fearless dress was so cute.
Yeah.
And then what's after fearless? Speak now? Or
after
red.
Fearless was...
It's red, right?
I think it's red, yeah. After Fearless was red. Red was great. Seeing the 22 hat up close like that was
That was the
crazy.
First time I fully watched 22, which was cute.
Right,
but yeah, and the little girl was really cute. The little girl who got it the second night was so cute.
The one who was dancing?
She was adorable. And she was wearing like the red tour outfit. So cute.
Precious.
But yeah, I thought that it was going to be Wyatt Kelce. Because
that's
the family
right.
was there, yeah.
We didn't even mention that. When we got there, we started seeing tweets. The whole, Donna Kelce, Jason, Kylie, Wyatt, and their other daughter, who I can't remember her name, all there. And then
Ellie.
Yep. And also so was
Bo Allen.
Bo Allen was there.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and his sons
were
there.
Serena Williams
was there.
Hoda.
Tell me a story about Hoda and Jenna.
Yes.
And Savannah Guthrie.
Yes, Savannah Guthrie. Yeah. That was so funny. I was walking right before the concert started. I was walking by and I noticed Jenna Bush Hager and I was kind of just like looking at her like, oh, there she is. And there was these two little kids like in their little section. And they were like, do you want to trade bracelets? So I was like, sure. So I started trading bracelets with these little kids. And then Hoda kind of just popped up out of nowhere.
It's the best.
And I was like, do you want to trade bracelets? And she kind of was just like, sure. And I was like, okay, Hoda, like, don't give me
Hoda's
two.
Hoda's like, okay.
And I know I'm a 25-year-old girl.
Yeah, like, whatever.
You don't
want to, like, come on, Hoda,
you don't
want to
trade bracelets with an adult. I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was like right in Savannah and I like kind of whipped out my phone at the last second, just like oop, just did a little pan,
right.
And it was just I didn't get any videos of the kids or anything. I was just took a little video
sweet
of Savannah, and she saw me with my phone, so like it was fine.
And
then I traded bracelets with Savannah too.
Love that.
I was really
jealous of that. I was I like love those ladies, but
it was funny. But yeah, it was a star-studded crowd.
Event.
Yeah.
Serena Messi, the soccer player, was there as well.
But on the later nights, Alex Earl was there.
Yep. No, she was there our night too. Alex Earl was. Alex and Braxton were there.
You're right.
Which is so exciting.
I'm trying to think about like who else was there. There were so many people. Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yep. Night two,
Billy Joel
was there.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, Billy Joel posted the sweetest thing. He posted, hold on, I want to read it exactly because, hold on, let's see. Taylor Swift Miami. No, shit. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
He posted the sweetest thing that I was like, Billy Joel, what a class act. He says, celebrating someone's success does not negate your own. Our family attended the Taylor Swift concert at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, where Billy Joel / Elton John's face-to-face concert previously held the seating record. Taylor's second concert at Hard Rock Miami set a new record and ushered in a new era at Hard Rock Stadium. We were so happy to be a part of this record-breaking concert. Plus, we got to celebrate with her mama. Celebrating someone's success does not negate your own. She is showing our girls that is possible, onward and upward. And I fucking love Billy Joel for that. Love him for
beautiful.
That. Because how fun. Because, it was the record that she broke was his. You know what I mean? Like
that's
his
really
and Elton
cool.
John's. I think that it's just such a... And imagine that. Taylor Swift breaks the attendance record at Hard Rock, previously held by a combo concert of Billy Joel and Elton John.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Just
unbelievable stuff.
Yeah,
He's there, and then of course, Swiftie Dave.
Swiftie Dave,
we'll be hearing from shortly.
Yeah, we have him boots on the ground.
We had him boots on the ground, and boy, oh boy, does he have a lot to tell us. To talk about.
Very
so excited about that. We'll wait till he gets on for that. But can we talk about the pandemonium in the stadium when the new red bodysuit was debuted?
Yes. Oh my god! Well, it was so
was
funny.
Screaming bloody murder.
Screaming. It was so funny because at first. When she was walking out, everyone was like, "Oh, it's the same. It's the same."
Everyone thought it was the same. Yeah. Everyone thought it was the
same.
And then
the light shines on.
Yep.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Immediately, I started clowning. Like, I was like, "It's happening today!" Like, it was so good. It was so funny. And
so
I swear, it put a pep in her step. Reputation
totally.
Set better than ever.
Oh my
better
god!
Than ever.
She was controlling the rain during Reputation.
She really was.
It literally was. The rain would stop and start at the perfect moment. Mm-hmm. Her bodysuit was like glistening in the rain. Like it.
She was whipping her hair in the perfect way. Like
it
her hair was just.
Makes
it was awesome.
The first bodysuit look like Shein, like cheap.
Oh, absolutely. No. The first rep bodysuit is like belongs in the garbage compared to this beautiful Roberto Cavalli remake.
Ooh,
like, oh my fucking
god. It's like thicker and like elevated.
The snakes are like woven in. It's not just some ironed on decal.
Yeah,
snake.
Yeah. And it's like the cobras now instead of just
shaped
like,
differently. Like the snakes are like, you know, you can see they look like Karen from the original Reputation Stadium tour. That's the name of the big snake that she brought out for her tour. But
like everyone just lost. Even the girls next to us, they seemed like they were like big Swifties too, because they like could tell like the new outfits and stuff.
Yeah, they were big Swifties. Yeah. Shout out to those girls.
Those girls were really sweet.
Yeah.
And they were freaking out too. Everyone was just freaking the fuck out.
It was amazing.
It was just so funny because everyone was like, oh, like same one. And then the lights just shone.
Yep. As soon as she stepped into the light, like that was when we all walked out. You could hear the groan and then you could hear the whole life.
Yeah.
And
the
whole
pop.
Place just went.
It was crazy. It was awesome. Really,
God,
really
it was
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah,
it just
so
was,
exciting.
I started crying. Like it was just. It was so exciting. I cried 100 times.
I know.
The show.
Yeah,
like,
I cried a lot too.
Just so good. Like. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable all around. But best performance of Reputation we've seen definitely thus
far. By
far.
Look What You Made Me Do was like so fucking good in
it
the
was
rain.
So good.
She said, can't come to the phone.
Yeah,
why? Because she's dead. And
she's
the
dead.
Rain
oh!
just started
and then
pouring.
Exactly. Harder than
so
ever. Like
sick.
It just was. And we were all like, I was throwing my body around.
So
like,
good.
God, it was so magical. It was
so
magical.
So magical. Yeah, yeah.
And then something else magical that I have to cop to. During the red era, you had waited. You went to the bathroom during We're Never Getting Back Together.
Yeah.
I should have gone with you because I waited to go. I at the beginning of All Too Well 10-minute version, I said, I know the beginning of this.
Yeah.
I'll make
it
back.
10 minutes. Like,
right. Yeah. I was like, I'll make it back in time for the good parts like Lost in Translation, whatever. I'll run up and go. Seems like everybody else had the same idea. I waited in line for almost the whole time.
Yeah,
I was
you were
devastated.
Gone for the whole time. Yeah.
I came back. I made it to like the very, very end. I made it in time for the fake snow.
The fake snow,
which was, if I had missed that, I think I would have lost my shit. Like, I was so... So that was a mistake on my part. Like, don't go during that.
Well,
because I think other people think like, oh, we've got 10 minutes. We'll make it back in time. Yeah. And then the line was so long. And I had some... Can I say this? I had some mom behind me. Who I think she thought I may have been like a mom at the show, like just going to the bathroom in the middle of the show, like whatever. Because she was like, yeah, you know, this concert, whatever. And I was like, yeah, best show ever. Like she was like, well, you know, my daughter's really into it, whatever. I was like, oh, good for her. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Like, we love Swifties, whatever. She's like, yeah, figure I might as well come here. I don't really know the songs. I don't really know what's going on. Like, she was trying to like maybe commiserate with me as if I wasn't like a
it's
fucking
like,
psycho Swiftie.
Girl, do you not see my outfit? I'm a clock.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, I'm a clock. And I got friendship bracelets out to my elbows. Yeah, like, what do you what do you think? Like, what do you think this is? And I just kept being like, yeah, for sure. And then at one point she was like, yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, it's just time. I was like, well, it's quality time with your daughter. And I bet that she's, so happy that you're here with her.
No, literally.
And then she kind of stopped talking about it. I was like, yeah, bitch, like, don't.
Like, why are you
don't
complaining
bitch
about
this
being
to me?
At
like,
the
this
air
is
tour
amazing.
With your daughter? It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity.
And it was such a, like, it's just so funny how some people cannot. Like, we were enjoying ourselves so much that I can't imagine being there and not enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
that way. Like,
right?
It's just such a, it was unbelievable. So, that lady aside, made it back, all fine.
Something that annoyed me during the show was during Marjorie, we had these two ladies in front of us.
Drunk women in front
these
of us?
These two drunk?
These women are drunk.
Yeah, we could smell the alcohol on their breath.
No, we could. You're embarrassing yourself. Yeah, like, they were older than me. They
during
were like
40s. Marjorie, a song about Taylor's dead grandmother, like, a very touching song, always makes you cry. These women are like, Does anyone know this song?
Everyone's holding up their cameras, by the way.
Do you know this song? Do you know this song? I don't know this song. What is this song?
Shut up! They started looking around, and obviously everybody had their phones up with their lights or whatever, and they were like, oh, well, clearly everyone seems to know this one. Yeah. It was like, bitch, excuse me? This is Marjorie.
Yeah,
put some respect on this performance right now. Like, what
it's obviously like a sad song. Like, just shut up and
they
listen.
They were drunk.
But
and they didn't
God.
Stay in their seats, like, any of the time. Like, where were they? Like, they kept leaving for their seats and, like, running after friends and then coming back and, like, causing problems and being like, does anybody know these songs? They did the same thing during Surprise
during
Songs,
surprise
which we'll get
songs.
To.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy. But so...
But yeah, that annoyed me. But I'm
Rhett Bodysuit was insane. I will say this. Enchanted. Enchanted was great as always.
She had nine dresses for one.
She had
song.
A new dress. Yeah, that's crazy. She had a new dress on Saturday, right?
Yeah,
for Enchanted,
blue.
But not for
no,
us.
No.
Yeah,
we had
the
like champagne swirl one,
yes,
kind of,
which
was very
which is
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
yes, stunning. But yeah. Sparkled like nobody's business.
Very
gorgeous.
Funny how she has so many different dresses for that one song, but hey,
it's
I get
great.
It. It's like if you have the opportunity to dance in a beautiful ball gown,
yeah.
like you might as
and
well.
And it's a huge moment, like it's a huge moment in the show, like the performance of it all. And it's the only Speak Now song,
yeah.
So it's like
crazy.
You gotta do it,
yeah.
So love that. Then,
I don't
Folklore
know if
Evermore.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've been waiting to say this.
Oh,
during the Folklore Evermore
Folkmore,
set,
yeah,
Folkmore set,
yeah.
It had been raining like on and off, on and off.
Yeah.
And it was like a light drizzle at this point. Still, though, the stage was pretty wet.
Mm.
And, you know, it was fine. Nobody like.
It was like a full puddle on the stage.
Yeah, it was like a full puddle on the stage. But it was so fucking cool, Gia.
Yeah.
Because by the time she came down to our end where we were sitting, she was performing Illicit Affairs. Mm. And she.
My tears ricochet.
Oh, no.
When she comes down to the end,
my tears go for blood. You would still miss me.
My tears ricochet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right, but the Illicit Affairs as well in the beginning. Sorry, Illicit Affairs. She started like she was like on the ground and like doing the whole thing.
Yeah. Don't.
And then which was crazy. But then when she came right to do My Tears Ricochet towards the end of the stage, she whips her outfit around in time. From my heart, go for blood, miss me in your bones. And then the way she whipped it around to go walk back towards the other part of the stage, it showered the audience in the water from the stage. And I've never seen something look
so
cool.
It was crazy.
Like, it was so, it was
even
cinema.
Even during, like, Midnights,
like,
too, like, the dancer's hair was, like, whipping the water around.
Yep.
And, yeah, what the Folkmore dress was perfect because, like, those long sleeves. So, like, it kept picking up the water. And
it was amazing.
Just...
And then also, too, the other the dancers who were wearing their all black, like, that looks like the high neck Fortnite dress now. What's going on?
I don't know. Craziness.
Hmm. That also, they were like, the way they were whipping around, like water was going with them. But her spraying that like front row with her
that
dress
was cool.
Like, I would have paid $1 billion to get sprayed by that water. Like, it was so awesome to watch. And I have yet to see a video that's really captured it as it was in person because it was, oh my God, it was another level.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
And again, very cinematic.
Extremely. So, and we'd never been to a rain show, so I didn't expect things like that. Like, I don't know why I didn't think about those aspects of the show. Oh my fucking God. Like, just truly, truly amazing. At the beginning of the Torture Poets section, she had a slight malfunction.
Oh,
with her zipper
and
her mic pack or something.
I recorded the whole thing and I was like, something's wrong. I could tell right from
the beginning.
You could tell
right away. I stopped recording because I was like, I don't want to record her at this moment when something's wrong. I was like, that's the level I was at the concert. Like, so I missed the whole big, like,
respecting her.
Scream about daddy. Because I was like, I can't record Taylor at this moment. Like, other people have it. So weird by me. But
yeah, it seemed like something was wrong with her mic pack or something.
It was something
wrong
with her mic pack.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she couldn't get her zipper all the way up. Like, Natalie stepped in. Our girl Natalie Peterson stepped in to help her with the mic pack. And then she went to go zipper it all the way up, got stuck, and then Cam came in, got the extra zip, and then she went, thanks guys, and then ran on. And it was all fantastic. But like, just another level of
the
performing.
Tortured Poets set is
Holy
by
fuck.
Far the best one.
It
like,
really is.
And I think I've said this before, but like, seeing there so before it was added, like, you don't even realize that it's missing that set until you go and see, and you're like, wow, like,
you're like, holy fuck.
I can't believe that this didn't have it before. It just adds just, it's so, it tells a story throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has such fun elements, fun dances. She picks the best songs for it.
Yeah.
Like, it just, it was really, really, really necessary for like keeping the energy alive.
Absolutely.
In a way.
Well, right. It changes the atmosphere. Like, it's just another massive heavy hitter set.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think too, something that we were lucky enough to see that we hadn't seen before was Florence.
Yeah.
Taylor bringing
out Florence
for the performance of Florida. It changed the energy of the whole stadium.
Totally.
Like, you thought the stadium was up here. When Florence Welch came out of the floor, like, I thought, I almost fainted. Like,
yeah.
I almost fainted like 10 times. Like, not, and I was drinking water. We weren't drinking alcohol. We were eating, like, whatever. It just, the euphoria and that feeling and being on the floor and singing along with these songs from Tortured Poets and seeing Florence come out and them running down the stage together and just the green and the, oh my God.
So
oh my God.
Cool,
like,
yeah.
It was just...
just
it
so, so, so cool. And they have such, like, they literally look like two witches up there.
They
like,
really do.
It's just so cool and spooky. And I just,
it's like
I
they
love
have
it.
They have an inside joke and we're all on the
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, totally.
Like, in a good way. But, like, we kind of are in on it, too. Like, we get it. Like, they're just,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And
amazing.
It makes me love the song even more. Like,
we've always
liked that song. Like, from first listen, even.
Yeah, we liked that song.
And it just makes it all the better.
Yeah.
So any chance you have to like watch the videos of Florence's performance or like, you know, obviously go before the
tour
ends.
I wonder if she will stay for the rest.
I don't know if she'll stay.
Yeah.
I bet she probably was only in Florida.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it'd be cool if she brought out Florence the rest
of
the shows.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
But I think like, it's just it was such an exciting thing and we were really lucky to see it. And
we lost our minds when she came out. Like, yeah, and there's a funny video of someone from up top.
Yeah.
And like the stage lowers a little bit.
Yeah.
And the person's like, why is the stage lower?
Yeah. Who's coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of had a feeling that she would come out.
I did too, because it's like,
but I didn't, obviously
Florida,
I didn't want to get like my hopes up, but like
of course.
I was like, I mean, it just makes sense.
Her coming out at the last night in London, I worried that would be the only one, but when they had like, they changed the choreography for it, they like inserted
it
into the show, I was like, I mean, it'd be crazy for her to not at least do it in Florida,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also,
so we'll see if she keeps going.
Sorry, the dancers all had so many new outfits.
All the dancers had new outfits.
And there was new choreography. Like, I can't tell what was really new or not, just because, like, I don't remember, like, what the dances are specifically. But, like, there were times where I was like, I feel like this choreography is new.
It
like,
was freshened up,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it was freshened up or just switched up a little bit. Like, you know, things have definitely changed a ton since the beginning of the
Eras totally,
tour.
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard to pinpoint everything that's changed, but it was really exciting to see. Yeah, all them in new outfits and stuff.
Yeah.
And wait, we collectively, as a Swiftie society, need to realize that every time Jan, previously we were calling him Jan, it's not Jan, it's Jan, is not Post Malone.
Yeah.
So every time
it's like,
Fortnite is about to start, people freak out, including at this show. People went apeshit to the point where we were like, what's happening? What's happening?
Yeah.
What's going on? Almost the same level of cheering as the new Rhett bodysuit.
And the girls are like, so they're like, it's just Jan.
Like, it's just Jan. It's not Post Malone. And so everybody, like, people are always thinking. So obviously the memes on Twitter are going crazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
this is Jan.
Loving Post Malone.
This is Post Malone.
Yeah. So happy to see Post Malone last night. It's a picture of Jan. So funny.
Yeah,
so
I wonder
good.
If Jan, like, gets annoyed. He's like, God damn it, they think I'm Post Malone again.
I know,
yeah.
I know. Or like rolls his eyes. But he's doubling down extra sexy dances during Midnight Rain. That man, okay.
He was looking
okay.
good. Also, it's funny how like, you know, we can't tell the difference of the choreography and stuff, but we can tell the difference between the sequin midnight shirt and
know,
the
right.
sparkle midnight shirt.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
they are very
they're
different.
Both, they're very different. They're
same
both
colors.
Lilac, but they're very different.
Yeah. I was like, that like looks different.
That's just us being Devil Wears Prada. It's hard because they're so different.
Yeah,
like that's literally us.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny though, because
I feel like I
want
to make that meme. That girl sitting there, it's holding up the two
yeah,
karma,
wait, you
karma
should.
Shirts.
Wait,
I would love to do that.
That's funny.
We
yeah.
should do that. I'm so bad at making memes, but
I can try to Photoshop yeah. it. But
so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. Wait. Okay. So let's break down all the outfits that she
oh, yeah.
all the new outfits. From
oh
the
yeah,
whole
because
weekend.
There's a bunch of new surprise song outfits.
True. Oh yeah, we
there's
didn't even get
three
the surprise
new
songs.
Ones. Oh yeah, we haven't even talked about surprise
should
songs
we,
yet.
Oh no.
We still have 20 minutes.
He's not
we jump
right.
On.
He's not in yet, is he?
Do we no. I just wanted to get this like set up.
Yeah.
For sure.
When he pops in.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about surprise songs,
yes.
and then we can break down each outfit
perfect.
From each surprise song.
Perfect.
So, night one was our night. Obviously.
Night one was our night. Started out. Let's see. We have obviously guitar and piano. She did a mashup for both. Guitar was a Tim McGraw timeless mashup.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine with that.
Yeah.
I was actually very excited to hear Tim McGraw. I loved it. I thought it was really sweet.
I would have just preferred Tim McGraw.
Me too,
honestly.
Me too.
I do not like Timeless. And
you
like,
know how we feel about the
Speak Now
tracks.
Obviously, I'll sing it, and like, I'm so appreciative of Speak Now, and I love Taylor, of course. I'll take whatever song, but Timeless is just like not it for me at all.
Yeah, it's just not my favorite song.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wasn't too hyped, so I was like very emotional hearing Tim McGraw because that got me like in my nostalgia feels.
Well,
like,
I was
like, I
nervous
can't leave her on the floor.
That when she did Tim McGraw, I was like, oh shit, like she's about to do a whole debut.
Yeah.
Surprise song thing and then announced debut
then
Taylor's
announced
version
debut.
Which would have been fine obviously,
yeah,
but I was like, oh shit, like,
but it would have been
funny
happening.
Well, but then she mashed up
we
Timeless.
Said at the beginning, or I said at the beginning, I forget if I said it to you or Olivia, I said I was like, I deserve it being the debut announcement for how hard I've clowned about
right,
reputation.
That would be
like
so
that would
funny
be just well deserved, like, no bitch, you get to, you get debut. But but so that was fabulous, and Tim McGraw was just like, that's a song that will always make me feel nostalgic.
Love Tim
like
McGraw.
It's just a sweet thing, and everyone was so excited to hear
the
it. Like people didn't really know about Timeless though. Like, you could tell the people the Tim McGraw parts of the song had a bigger swell
more,
of singing
yeah.
than the Timeless parts. And then we go into Piano and to a mashup, an unexpected mashup,
so unexpected
that I think changed the chemical makeup for the both of us.
Literally.
It was a Daylight, This Is Me Trying mashup.
I was sobbing during it.
Gio was really in her feels on this one too. I was too, but this was your moment. Like,
it
you
was,
loved this.
Oh God, I loved it. Yeah. Like, and like the ending where she was like, this is me trying to let it go.
No, it was
like,
so
come
good.
Come on.
It was so,
so,
so
good. It's just, and yeah.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, no, not at all. And yeah, just really saved the moment a little bit for me, just because I was like, oh, like I don't like Timeless. This Is Me Trying is like one of my favorite Folklore songs, and Daylight is by far one of my favorite Lover songs.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it was such a good combo, and the dress that she wore was like this Sherbert moment,
a new pink and blue.
Did
you see the funny animation? Do you follow that guy on Twitter named Alex something who makes like cute animations of Taylor?
Oh,
it's like
no.
a weird like anime thing, I think, but it's still really cute. But he drew it up where it's like, now it's pink, now it's blue, like in Sleeping Beauty when they're making
cute.
The cake
yeah.
and then they hit the cake at the same time and it's like pink and blue like mashed up like that
yeah.
that's what that dress looks like.
It was cute,
you know, the surprise song dresses are like whatever to me.
Yeah,
I think the that combo, and then she had other surprise song dresses throughout the weekend. She had another like deep purple one that I thought was fucking beautiful.
I love
that
one. That
one I love.
Yeah.
So
I don't love the like ombre color combos.
Yeah, I never really have.
I think she did what, pink and yellow on night three?
That was
like
the
they were calling it Sunrise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something though to note is that when she got up on stage with her new dress, she was like, you know, like showing it off a little bit. And then she said, she was like, I love that you guys notice this stuff. Like, I think it's fun. Like, I'm here in my new dress.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, so we just like, she knows
of course
we notice all of her new stuff and like love all the new outfits. I would say as like a Swiftie community, just as excited about her new outfits as we are about like the surprise songs.
Oh,
or
totally.
Her new little moves in the set, or like, it just all feels like a fun thing that we're a part of, you know? And to be there, be like, oh my God, I was there when she, I mean,
totally.
I was there when she debuted the new rep body.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's
like,
fucking
we'll be able
amazing.
To tell everyone that, and everyone's going to be
jealous. It's
incredible.
Yeah. Nobody that doesn't know doesn't care, but like everyone who does cares a lot and understands what a big deal it is.
No, literally.
And it's just, it's so exciting and so fun. And
then she punched us in the gut.
Punched us in the
with
gut.
Night two surprise songs.
She kicked
us in the face and said, fuck you, when she did Should Have Said No, mashed up with I Did Something Bad,
which
on
is
guitar.
Tough. On record, some of our favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Like, and then
the
piano.
White Morrison, Love, LOML, Lost in My Life.
Just a real like haha in your face, ladies. I'm gonna give you Timeless. I'm gonna give you Timeless, and I'm gonna sing all your favorite songs on night two. Thankfully,
when I saw the first tweet, oh, she's doing LMAL, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then I saw the second tweet, mashed up with White Horse. I'm gonna kill myself.
I say it's tough. It's a really tough.
And what if I kill myself?
what are you gonna do about it? That is a
tough follow-up act.
Follow-up because, again, like,
and the fact that we could have been there.
I know.
But it's fine.
I know,
it's really fine. Like,
but you know what?
We're just saying this, like, to be funny.
We're just
like,
being
it's
silly.
Really not the end of the world.
No, of course not. I think that we, you know, also having the surprise songs sung, like, it felt like she was singing into our soul. Because she was, we were looking at the piano.
Yeah,
like,
we were right there.
We were right fucking there when she was singing the Daylight, This Is Me Trying mashup. Like, it was so... so
it was
good.
Perfect.
Like just
yeah.
really, really perfect. What's Spy Songs Night 3?
Night 3 is Out of the Woods,
right.
smashed up with All You Had to Do Was Stay.
Right,
it's
on
a
guitar.
Little 1989 moment. Mm-hmm. And then on the piano was Mirrorball and Guilty as Sin.
Someone said,
which is a very random.
What are you, bitch? Horny or sad?
Yeah.
About that combo.
That's
and I
funny.
Said, agreed. Like, yeah. Because Mirrorball is a sad song. Guilty as Sin is a sexy song. So it's like,
yeah, yeah.
What are your conflicting feelings
yeah,
here?
Like,
or is
sad,
she just doing
sad
like,
and horny?
Right. But we love being sad.
Something
horny.
To point out about the surprise songs from our night that people mm-hmm. were pointing out. Tim McGraw is album one.
Yes.
Speak Now is album three
uh-huh.
for Timeless.
Mm-hmm.
This Is Me Trying is
Before.
Album eight.
Mm-hmm.
And Lover is album seven with Daylight. 1387.
So
people are like, ooh.
Missing Travi. And also singing those songs in front of his whole family and friends and everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Really sweet.
Very cute.
Did you see that Ross went tonight too?
I did see that.
There are rumors that Ross is dating one of the dancers.
Oh.
I wonder if that is true or not, because I've seen the whispers happening online and it would make sense for him to be there alone.
Yeah.
If he's like seeing someone.
Yeah, it is
kind
of crazy to go alone. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm
he's
sure
he's a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I think he has ulterior motives for going as much as he does.
I love that. Wait,
and I would
love that.
I don't know who. I don't know who or anything about it. I just there are whispers, but I don't want to
spread any rumors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people are saying that.
Ooh.
People online say that.
Well, whoever it is, lucky girl
and
lucky guy, because all those girls are so cute.
They're so fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
They all work so hard. Like
yeah,
the dancers,
yeah.
Oh my God, they put on a fucking show,
and,
man.
Well, I feel like there's something about the surprise songs that we forgot. Oh, no. We mentioned Night 3's dress, too. It was like a pink and yellow
Yes, the
vibe.
Pink and
yeah,
yellow, which
daylight,
is really cute.
Like a sunrise vibe.
People are you know, again, not to clown, but I am the resident clown. People are putting a lot of things together with, like, the colors, saying, like, the colors of right before Reputation was dropped the first time, like, she was showing orange all the time. She was showing pink all the time.
Mm.
She was showing yellow. Like, she was showing these, like,
bright
sherbert
colors.
Sunset
yeah.
colors, which I don't remember in real time. So,
mm.
I, like, people are going deep back into her, like, Instagram archives, and I don't know where they're getting this information, but I, you know,
I've just fully
saying.
Given up at this point
I know.
With any of the theories. Like, obviously, I'll still, like, follow them and, like, keep an eye out for stuff, but, like,
of course.
I can't succumb to the wildness of these
no.
theories anymore.
Well, they're just
well,
so
when the
they're
rep,
like
when
never
the rep
ending.
Bodysuit was showed
yeah.
was displayed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, we're gonna rep.
No, really, like that felt like
oh
a that felt like it. I think I screamed in your face, like, I'm allowed to clown right now.
yeah,
like I was
yeah,
like
I think,
screaming
yeah,
about it. Like I went feral. Like I couldn't believe it.
But I think it was after. The first surprise song, I was like, yeah, no. There's
no, no,
no,
no
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she, right. When I heard Tim McGraw, although when I heard Tim McGraw, I did, again, start thinking, like, it's going to be
yeah.
a debut. Like, she's
well, a lot of people were
clowning
Night 2 with, like, debutation. Yeah, with the debut and Reputation mashup. Everyone was like, are you
of
serious?
Course.
Like, she sees.
I know.
She sees our clowning for sure.
She sees our shit. And I like that she's trolling now. Like,
yeah.
I think it's funny. I think it's cool.
I,
the bodysuit tells me that it's on the horizon. Also something to note that during the 22 performance, she held up 55, which it's 55 days until December 13th.
Yeah.
Her birthday.
I've seen, has she done that before though?
Yeah, but then again, like all of the things that happen, she ends up like, you know, something crazy happens.
Mm,
so
right.
I do feel strongly about like there have been plans in place that have had to be changed for external reasons.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like
right.
I think that has happened before. Who knows if it's true, but holding at 55 days away from your birthday is
yeah.
kind of like, okay, girl. And,
yeah.
it's also the only other Friday the 13th in this entire year. And she skipped
That's
the
true.
First one.
Mm.
So I kind of am like, you know, maybe it just bloop, 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 just pop it on there. It's a little pop, pop.
There's got to be one of us.
It's going to be one of us.
You know, like
yeah.
someone has to clown out of
someone
the two
has
of
to
us.
Clown.
And I'm glad
someone
it's
has
you
to clown.
And it's not me.
I'm always happy to clown.
yeah,
I'm always down to clown. I also think to the rep bodysuit coming out while we were there was like enough of a nugget for me to like feel good.
Yeah,
like, I was
totally.
Like, okay,
totally.
This is a cool.
Totally.
Like, this is amazing. I get to be there for that. Like, that's funny. Because that's just been an ongoing joke for
yeah,
so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it was cool to be there for that. If we had missed, like, if we weren't there for night one and we missed that pop and I saw it online, I think I would have cried. Like, that would have been like, oh my
I
God,
I
can't
been
believe.
Annoyed. Like, fuck, I can't
I would have been so anxious,
that.
Like, throughout
yeah.
the rest of the show, being like, she's going to announce it right now and we're not there. But, Just so fun, top to bottom. The midnight section was just
perfect.
Equally fabulous.
Yeah.
Perfect. So good.
People, love.
I feel sad for the midnight section because I feel like a lot of people try to beat the traffic during it, and they shouldn't, because
it's
just the best. It's so good. Like,
I love Midnight
fun.
Rain,
so
Mastermind, Bejeweled, Antihero, all bangers, so fun. I loved. We even said this before we walked into the stadium. We were like, we hope we get the new cute Midnight's bodysuit, the one that she like wore in London, the really
with
intricate
all the stars
one with the star
and the
moon.
And the moon.
And she did wear that
and we
one.
We did get it.
Which was awesome.
It was beautiful.
Love. That's my favorite outfit, I think. Like,
shining
by
like
far.
The top of the Chrysler building.
So beautiful.
Beautiful.
During Vigilante shit, like she was just
sexy.
So hot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. With the rain everywhere it was another level. Everything about it was another level.
So beautiful. And then Karma to cap it off and just bawling our eyes out
crying
and
so
hugging
much.
And just being like, I can't believe that we just experienced that. And it was just such a great ending to a phenomenal show. Like you could feel like, I was just like, oh, I don't want it to end. Like,
I know,
you know, it just, it went by so fast. And
it was, it truly was just something to behold. And I think, you know, because we have been to a couple of the other concerts, like, you know, you go into it being like, I've enjoyed myself so much at these other shows. Which one is the best one?
Yeah.
You know, how many times can you go without it being like, all right, I've seen this or whatever. Yeah, does it ever get old? Blah, blah, blah. I think it's only gotten better. Like,
it's only gotten better. Seriously.
It was unreal. And then again, like our new vantage point from the floor, like that was, we were so lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And again, Game Time, that was just all thanks to Game Time.
And
like,
then the
I,
whole
I
thing
just,
was,
I can't thank them enough.
The whole
know?
Thing was ruined by by trying to leave.
The whole thing was ruined by trying to leave. And it's like the leaving was just
a nightmare.
An absolute atrocity.
And the thing that topped it off for me, at least,
was
that the workers didn't even know where to go either.
No one knew what was going on.
We were crossing the street. Kelly asked one worker which way the Uber lot is. I asked one worker which way the Uber lot is. My worker said right. Her worker said left.
They pointed us literally in different directions.
We're like,
so
what?
Where are we supposed to go?
Yeah.
We walked, I would say in total,
three,
like 500 miles.
Yeah.
Like, no exaggeration, 500 miles. No bullshit.
No
at
bullshit.
Least three.
Three.
At least three. Like, that is not a joke.
I was like, very much on the verge of tears when we were walking down that really long road.
Yeah,
I was just like, where is this car?
I felt
like,
so bad.
Where
we
is
had
this
to,
car?
We walked to the end of the earth, like, to get out of the stadium to the quote-unquote Uber lot, which was just like
a dirt road. Literally
full,
10
filled
miles
with mud,
down,
by the way.
Yeah.
Covered in mud because it had been raining the whole time. All the every Swiftie is walking on the highway. Like, and that made me so nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it's right next to this big interstate.
Yeah,
and
there's
there were so
nothing
many cars,
around.
Nothing around. All these cars were there, like stoplights and whatever, and just like so many people. I was like, someone's gonna get hit by a fucking car.
Yeah.
Like, it made me so nervous. We're walking across the street multiple times. We go to this like dirt road lot, and the Uber driver is like, we're not gonna come. I'm not gonna come there. It's gonna take me too long to get there with this traffic. It's not moving. Come meet me over in this other spot.
Mm.
And the spot that we were meeting him in was essentially where we had started.
Yeah.
So we had to then turn around, do like a big loop around to where that was, and it was demoralizing. Like, by the time we got there, it was like, what the literal fuck is going on right now?
It really...
The guy, thankfully, our Uber driver was so
it was
nice.
A saint.
But then we get in the car on the way home and they closed 95. They were... And I saw... I went looking for news reports the next day because I was like, I can't fucking believe this. They closed it because of, like, traffic flow. So they were closing off, like... off exits so people couldn't get off and they were just everyone was stuck from the Eras tour on this.
It was awful.
It took us 2.5 hours to get home
and then by the time we got home we're just like, I'm gonna kill myself.
15 minutes away from the venue.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't even like, oh, it was just, I've never seen something mishandled in a way like this before.
It was
like,
awful.
It was truly yep. atrocious by Hard Rock. But you know, again, like, we don't know if they just don't know about a full stadium, a sold out stadium or
yeah,
what.
Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. But that, like, that took any bit of energy or life that I had left in me, just sucked it out of me. Like, I
absolutely.
Just was like such a dead body by the end of it. And then, yeah, I was actually a dead body because I slept until from 3 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I woke
oh,
up
my God. Oh, my God. So after the concert, first of all, yeah, the concert was fantastic. Everything was great. After the concert, we get home. By the time we're home, we get a little McDonald's. It's 3 a.m. We're finally all going to sleep. I slept until 12:30, which is out of pocket for me.
Yeah.
Usually my anxiety wakes me up earlier than that. I also needed to be up a little bit early because I was trying to figure out if I was going to fly home for other reasons. And we had talked about it the night before, but, you know, whatever. Wake up at 12:30. I'm panicking now because the only flight I could have taken was 12:50.
Oh.
So I'm like, I got to wrap my shit up quick and get out the door to get to the airport in time, whatever. G is sleeping. I'm texting her, telling her what's going on. So when she wakes up, she'll see it. Assuming she'll probably wake up like the minute I leave.
Yeah.
And I leave at 1:15. On my way out, I open the door to be like, Gia. And I said your name 3 times. You didn't even flinch. And I was like, that girl's dead. And so I had to leave. And then I'm texting. I'm like, don't freak out when I wake up. But I had to leave. Blah, yeah. Blah. Then I'm on the plane and I start getting texts from your brother. Being like, hey, have you talked to Gia? I was like, actually, no. Like, I was like, she was asleep. She's in the house.
Yeah.
And we weren't drinking last night. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, she's dead. So I'm not sure. I was like, I'll ask the other girls in the house to like check on her or whatever.
Yeah, Sam had to come check in. She was like, I saw your foot move. So I knew
yeah,
you were.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Olivia said. She was like, Sam said she saw her foot move. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God. And then, yeah, you resurfaced around 4 p.m.
4 p.m. on the dot, I woke up because TJ called me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hello. And he was like, oh my God, like, are you okay? Like, he was freaking out too.
Yeah.
And I looked at my phone and I just started crying because I was so scared.
Oh wait. Ooh, Gia. Another bestie, an oldie but a goodie.
Ooh, our
besties,
fave,
our fave. Our fave forever and always, Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch is always here with us. And, you know, they were like, I feel like Boll & Branch is one of our first, our best, our most exciting. Like, they just support
the
shit out of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we support the shit out of them. We love Boll & Branch so, so much. Of course, you guys know all about their comfy sheets. Soft, get softer with every single wash. Gia's got the comforter. I've got the waffle blanket. We've both got the sheets. We live in Boll & Branch, literally.
Well, As I said in the pod, I did sleep from 3 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So I got 13 hours of sleep and I took a flight home back to New
13?
York. Oh, 13?
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shit.
Took a flight back to New York and I was thinking to myself, how the hell am I going to go to sleep? Like, I just got so much sleep. I can't even imagine the fact of me even being able to close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Got into my bed, got into my Boll & Branch sheets with my comforter with the AC on. Oh, I was out like a light.
Obviously.
It was like I didn't even get that sleep. Like, it was so comfortable and so nice that it just put me right to rest. And it was so lovely. Of course, I had a great sleep. Woke up feeling super refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Boll & Branch's signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and get softer with every wash. These sheets will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. I have the like knit blanket. You have the waffle.
I've got the
blanket.
Waffle, which I love. I've been using it on my couch because I have two blankets. I have one that's like a little bit smaller and like not quite as warm, but it was more for like summer months. And now I have my waffle blanket, and it's just
love.
I took the best nap of my life yesterday on Sunday, Sunday with the waffle blanket. Oh my God.
Yeah, just like everything that we've tried, we have seriously, seriously loved.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you guys to have the same experience that we're having every single night with these great, great sheets and everything else from Boll & Branch. So it's the perfect time to give you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with 20% off, especially with this upcoming holiday season, plus free shipping on your first set of sheets. Just use promo code TaylorWatch at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch. Limited time only, exclusions apply. See site for details.
Woohoo.
Ooh, look at all your bracelets.
Oh, yeah, look at this. You look great.
I had too many bracelets. Like, I was cutting the circulation, and very cute bracelets. Like,
I'm sure.
People were bringing, it's amazing how quickly they do it. Like, the custom, like Peaches and Pete and that stuff.
We were making we were making bracelets, you know, 2 hours before we got to the show. So people are making it all the way up until start time, which is fantastic. But Dave, welcome back on the show. We're very, very happy to be talking to you right now. What a weekend for you.
We recapped
our whole show, like our whole experience just now, and it was unbelievable. Shout out to Game Time for us. Like, it was incredible. You had some of the most exciting things happening to you to the point that I could cry on your behalf.
Yeah, seriously.
Please start by telling us what happened with securing your tickets and then who greeted you when you got to the stadium.
Okay, so there was a little back and forth. So they reached out, or Jordan, our PR, reached out, and they're like, I think you're in for tickets for Taylor, which I was super psyched about. I didn't really know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like VIP tent? I didn't even know if they had the VIP tent there in Miami, because I was seeing the night before I saw, I'll back up. Before that, but I hadn't heard back. So they said they're going to get tickets. And I'm like, should I buy them? Should I wait? I think I told you that. Kelly's like, I don't know what night, because we're waiting to hear back. it was getting closer to the show. I talked about BFFs. It's like, well, we haven't heard back. I kind of been ghosted. So, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, whether I should buy tickets, not buy tickets. Once that clip came out, that definitely, I think maybe someone saw it, whatever. And they reached out. They're like, yep, he's set. What night? I originally said Friday. And then it turned out I had to go to Indiana for our football show. I felt like a dickhead because I'm like, oh my God, I've done this. And now the one time they're like, you have it. We had to reach out, be like, can we switch it to Saturday?
Yeah.
And they said yes. So I still didn't know. They're like, you'll get information basically the day before the show. I just got a parking pass. But it did look – so when I went to Zach Bryan through Brie, it looked similar, like in the back where the trucks are.
Got
so
it.
That's where the parking pass is. I got a text from Tree. The day before, being like, hey, it's Tree.
Yeah.
Here's my number. Text me when you're like 10 minutes out and we'll go. So we drive in and it's people and crew. They don't really act like they recognize me necessarily when we are driving in, but you park there. But it's pretty obvious we're going in a very unusual way into the stadium. Like there's nobody else there. We're all the way in the back. We get out. They bracelet us. The guy's like, no pictures when you walk into the back of the stadium.
Ooh.
And it's kind of a guy I don't know. And he's not saying much. We're walking in to the stadium. And then Tree comes out. And she's like, hey, Dave, Tree.
So you met Tree. You met Tree face to face. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Tree's like, I'll take them in myself.
Oh, and then, you get the Tree escort.
Wow.
Yeah, so
okay.
Tree took us into the VIP. Super nice. Mm. Couple like joking. She's like, you didn't have to blow me up, you know, on BFF. So she saw it, but she was super nice. It's like, you know, I didn't know like whether, and so we just kind of joked a very kind of like, I guess Dave thing. It's like, one second, I didn't feel like I attacked her, but she knew about it, had a good like sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
Took us into the VIP tent area. And she's like, whatever you need, this is how it is. There's drinks. There's, you know, whatever you need, bathroom, you need it. It's here. The only other person at the time in the VIP was George Stephanopoulos, of all people. So,
okay.
Do you know who he is?
Love
He's
it.
Like
yes.
a very big
I do,
political
yes.
guy.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Which is kind of crazy.
Like Obama administration.
I think so.
Point,
yeah.
If I'm not
yeah.
mistaken. Yeah. Huh. So, said hello to them. And then. Just kind of saying, we were pretty early. They were like, get there by 6:15. We didn't know traffic. We were there maybe 5:30-ish.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I think Gracie went on at 6:15.
Yeah.
Or
7:45. Yeah,
whatever. I don't remember.
She did go early on somebody said that the whole thing was shifted up a little bit earlier on your night. Like our night, Gracie started at 7. Taylor started like 8:15. But I heard
Taylor was 7:45.
Okay.
So we were hanging there waiting. This is before the concert. And Austin Swift came up behind me. And I'm not sure I would have 100% recognized. Tapped me.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Dave, it's Austin, Taylor's brother. Like, super glad you're here. Taylor wanted me to give you this. And
oh,
that was, like,
I would pass
the letter,
out.
Which I have. Like, people think I gave it away. So
Dave, I was so confused because in your video with Kevin's daughter, you were I put the letter in the bag.
I took a picture of the letter and wrote a note.
Okay.
That's
I was like, did he give away the letter?
No way.
No. So I thought this was the coolest thing, the little stamp.
Oh, the stamp is so
amazing.
I think just her writing your name with the exclamation point, the little star,
and the little star
is so cute.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Also, too, like, so we've seen her give notes like that. She rarely gives those notes out. Like, it's her people is who she gives it to, you know? But they'll come up every once in a while, and it's always that. Like, that's her stationery, and that's what she does with her, like, wax seal. So that's just it's such a big deal that she made one for you. It's amazing.
I was stunned. And I was just stunned.
Of course.
Before I even opened it, I couldn't, like, I was just kind of stunned. So she did that, open it. I've obviously read the note. It's super sweet.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I was almost like going in, I'm like, maybe there's a 3% chance I meet Taylor. And then by the time I was going, I thought it was 0.001. Just because I've heard a lot, like on show night, she just doesn't, which I get.
No, she really doesn't. Yeah.
Although, what if I had a cold?
Although, for real. Although, Dave, I will say. Anybody.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah. No.
It's... I did see a pic of her and Billy Joel, who I know is next to you. But there's I think there's a reason for that, though.
Deserved.
Because Billy Joel was there with his family and his daughters to celebrate the fact that Taylor broke the attendance record for Hard Rock the first time since Billy Joel and Elton John did their concert there together. So he was like, we're trying to show everybody here that we, you know, we celebrate these kind of wins. And that's a message to my daughters and to everybody out there and whatever, which we love. So I think that that may be why Billy got the
photo. I didn't know that. So, but
he's the only guy, though. He's the only guy I've seen take a picture with her at those shows.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's Billy Joel.
It's Billy Joel.
It's funny because Billy, so we were in there before he was. He sat, I believe, with someone else. I didn't recognize him at first. I feel like he lost weight, maybe.
I think he has. Then, the picture of him, he looks, yeah,
he's
looks
on his own picture.
Trim. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I recognized him later. I was like, holy shit, that's Billy Joel. I actually cracked a joke that didn't really work with him, I think. I was like, hey, I didn't recognize you at first. Big fan. I want hate for like a scenes from the Italian restaurant like tonight mixed in. And he was like, okay. So that was the only thing I really said to him.
He's like, please. I'm enjoying the show.
I saw that you were standing like right next to Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Did you say
she was in there super nice?
Yeah.
We talked for a bit.
She was so cool.
She was dancing really hard.
Yeah, I love her. I love her for that. Also, going back to not recognizing Austin Swift keeps things really like low key. Like he really doesn't pop up that much, but lately he has been because he's been going to the games a lot with Taylor because he's a football guy, I guess.
Yep.
So like her dad will go and Austin will go and it's a good time. He went to like a game with the Christmas game last year, right?
Yeah.
Her whole family went. And but it's we're major Austin stans on this podcast. We love him. He does a lot with her placing her music in like TV shows and movies and stuff. Like that's kind of his side of things. And it's just so exciting. It's awesome. I can't believe it.
What was your favorite part of the like or favorite era, I guess, from the show?
Well, I've already seen the show, so I mean, I like the new stuff, but I still.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right. What did you think of Torture Poets for the first time?
I loved Afraid of Little Old Me. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
I thought that
was awesome. There's a couple things too. So all right, I'm still not even. That was interaction one.
Okay. Yeah.
Where then like three quarters into the show, and Austin comes back out and tapped me on the shoulder again, and he's like, my mother really wants to meet you. All right. Like,
unreal.
Will you go like say hello to her? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
So
oh my God.
I go over and I'm like, hi, I'm Dave. And she's like, no, hug. And I mean, it was like long, real hug.
Oh my
God. And I don't want, it was like, I couldn't tell if she's getting emotional for a second, but she's like, I thank you so much. Like for the support. I feel like you understand the nuances of what she's dealt with.
Yeah, totally.
And like we've followed and I'm like, yeah, people have said stuff about me, her, whatever. And we talked for like 5 minutes, 6 minutes. She was super just nice, appreciative. And then I went back and it was crazy.
That's like, so crazy.
Yeah.
The depth of kind of what she seemed to know of myself and what we've done. So again, just super nice, super appreciative. And then we watch the end of the show. There's a couple things going on. I've seen a couple clips. So there is a clip of me hugging her.
It's
actually the second hug.
Oh, like, my God. Oh, my God.
The first hug is the one I just described.
Yeah. Yes.
The second one, we were like getting ready to go and gave her a hug goodbye. I'm not a hugger. I would never initiate a hug unless like a hug hadn't taken place. And people are like, that's not really how I would describe the hug. That was the second hug.
Right.
There's also a clip being like, Dave left early. He's not a fan. For whatever reason, they came up to us and they're like, if you don't leave after this precise song, you're trapped.
Oh.
Like you can't get out.
Well, we were just bitching about Hard Rock Stadium as a whole, their exit plan. Just they gotta burn it all down and start again. It was insane.
They told us it's like we shut down this whole area.
Yeah.
If you wanna like get home within like 5 hours, this is the song you have to leave on.
Okay.
So we're like, all right, fine, we'll leave. It was after the acoustic, the surprise song.
Yeah, right.
They said that. So that was that.
And you've seen the show before, so you've seen the end.
Well, I didn't Yeah, right, correct.
Yeah.
So I saw the torches. I mean, the whole show, it obviously, it's very similar except for the new stuff. I was hoping, so I didn't realize, I was like, what if she does Thank You, Amy? I'm going to take credit for that, being that I'm like there and she knew it. Still good surprise songs, but I was hoping for that.
It's funny because I feel like you would have liked our surprise songs more because we got Timeless and Tim McGraw. You love Timeless, right?
Yeah.
And we love White Horse.
We saw your surprise songs and we were like devastated. We were like, oh my fucking God.
I would have killed. I was like, I doubt they'll do that again, but I would have loved to have seen that again. I love Timeless.
Yeah.
McGraw too.
Yeah.
It was really good. What did you think of Florida with Florence Welch? The green where she comes out.
Oh,
when that album came out, remember I texted you being like, I think you'll like it. This, but you don't love it. It didn't change your mind.
I love that song, and I like her too.
Yeah,
Florence.
Yeah.
The performance of it all didn't change. It's just not
my favorite song. It was good, but no. It's like going in, I knew it wasn't like one of my favorite songs, so it wasn't there. And then obviously this all coincided. So Kelly, you were the one who alerted me that the Swifties were coming for me.
Yes.
Like before.
Well, I had to tell you, sometimes the Swifties they pipe up a little bit, but it's not worth letting you know. But then with this one, this girl, I don't know what, by the way, she's private on Instagram, on TikTok now.
Yeah. And I think she said, we did BFF. She said, like, I think she tweeted or said, like, she'll take the L on this one. Thanks for like,
well, yeah, no
break.
Shit. She's going to take the L on this one.
She doubled down. I went to go look because I saw the post first because people were tagging Taylor Watch being like,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And I sent it to Kelly. And so I went back to go look because I'm curious of what she has to say now. Mm-hmm. And I think this was before you posted about the letter.
Yeah, it was.
Just the fact that you were at the concert. And she was still doubling down, being like, he still doesn't deserve to be there, blah, blah, blah. And then
I think
once you had that letter, that was the kiss of death right there.
She made like five posts about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a decisive, like, the letter. Mm, I don't know. Like, part of me, it's like, should I post the letter, not post the letter? Mm. Is it personal?
Mm-hmm.
So I did think about that, but I figured they would have.
No, you post it.
Every single person that's gotten one has posted it.
Everyone
like,
posted it.
The two girls. Yeah. Like they posted
a lot of
their
people
letters.
Post
yeah.
Those letters. Yeah, that's why, and, like, and, you should have for sure. Like that was a. That's why she
works.
Does all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she knows. I mean, if you know me, you know, like, I'm probably going to post the letter and
absolutely.
Be happy about the letter. And it just worked perfectly with that. with that girl coming at me, which really had nothing to do.
No.
It was a political rant.
No, she was acting dumb. Like, it's just, and that's kind of how it was. Like, we were watching it, and this girl's going off, and we're getting tagged, and it's, like, stupid. And we're like, these people are just, they're piggybacking on whatever this girl is saying, acting as what she's saying is fact. Obviously, it's not. Dave is not a Fairweather fan. He never has been. And just because you want to talk politics doesn't take away from the fact that he's always been a fan and always been supportive. And I think that obviously Taylor writing literally exactly that in her note to you.
Right.
And her mom.
And her mom hugging you, like, is all they need to hear. But and we had texted a little bit about this, like the whole Brittany Mahomes thing. People went after her because she's liking posts by Trump or whatever. We had to have how long was the conversation we had being like, you're allowed to have friends that don't have the same political views as you. Like, it's insane.
And I'm sure they
has nothing
sort
to do with
of
it.
Appreciate that. Like, she's
for sure.
She's the biggest star on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So to think that everybody is going to have the same like views on everything. And the way she wrote it was like perfect too. It's like your own research, but not just politics, anything. You don't want to divide like what is a pretty pure reason to like a person. I mean, I followed her and I told her mom, Andrea, I'm like, believe it or not, I became a fan like of the way she handled herself and the things she went through before the music. Like I'm open about that. Like I had to like kind of catch up on the music. Mm. Obviously I was aware of it, but it more was like when Kanye stole the mic and all that stuff, that's when, and I told her, it's like, it's reverse how I became. So I think there is probably an element there of like, it's hard to be as much in the public eye as her.
Mm-hmm.
And in a weird way, some of the issues, obviously this election, but I'm on a different side, but it's good that not only in this, but like, you should be able to get along. Like it shouldn't divide your interest, and you shouldn't just hate somebody because of that.
Exactly. And we hate that. We hate that as like a Swiftie community. Like this is our thing. This is separate from everything else. There's no need to divide within, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
it's such a fun, it's a fun thing. And we're all coming together on this. Why are we letting like outside situations affect it? And especially someone like you, who's been a huge champion, not only for Taylor, but for like us doing this show and excited with us and excited about Taylor and like, you know, we all have this kind of relationship now at Barstool. There's a Taylor Swift podcast. Like, it's a big deal. Like, these things wouldn't happen if you weren't supportive of it and you weren't excited about it. Like, you're not just some floozy about it. You know,
no, it's crazy. And like you said, like, you liked her before you even liked the music, which I think says a lot, especially during the time. That's when everybody, like, was hating her because of her. If anything, people were like, oh, I like her music, but I hate her type of vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that says a lot about, like, how you started as a fan. I think that was a hard time to justify liking her. And, yeah, I don't understand people's craziness when they post on TikTok being like, he's not a real fan. I'm like, do you live under a rock? Like,
it's crazy. Yeah,
have you not, like, seen all the BFFs, like, compilations of you literally
and it's
fighting
long
for her?
Before that.
Yeah, like, yeah, totally.
It's just BFFs happen to start it. Like, I said earlier, people forget the Kanye stuff when, like, and even Kim to agree, when they were going back and forth, that was before it was kind of like Kanye outed himself as, like, a nutcase.
Yeah.
Like, his fans are every bit as, like, loyal and diabolical. It just sucks. So I don't know. I think that's the part. It's easy now because she's so far on top. Like, she's kind of had the last laugh on everybody. Yeah. But the note, I think, shows it wasn't always there. So, yeah, it was crazy. Cam, who I went with, doesn't want me to say, like, she thinks this smells like her perfume.
Oh,
like, she's no, Dave, I didn't say it in a text. I wanted to know what it smelled like. Like, that's a dead
she's
fucking serious thing.
She's convinced this is the perfume.
Can I mean, it has to
what
be.
What does it smell
does
like?
Does she know what kind of perfume?
It's no, but it's perfume. It smells like perfume.
I mean, it's got to be.
I wonder.
I didn't want it to be, like, super creepy.
No. The only no, no, no. Listen, you didn't say it. Your girlfriend said it, and that's fine. And we're saying it, and that's fine. You're not the one that said it.
The only other option is it was in the jacket. Like, I kept touching it like I had, like, gold in there. The jacket, I think, is clean.
Yeah.
It may have remnants because so many people have worn it.
Yeah.
Which also, by the jacket, which I've talked about, I had no idea how cool the jacket
was. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Let's get a so I saw that you opened it up and there were all those bracelets and stuff. We intercepted the jacket for Paris Night 2, and it was an exciting thing. And everybody, you know, we took it from a girl and her dad and we passed it off to other Swifties who were our age, like, just having a good
time. Was the bag involved?
No.
No, the bag was not.
The bag wasn't there. So that must have come later. But, you know, the Paris was the first stop on the tour. So, or I'm sorry, the first stop after the break, after
I don't know when the
bag
started.
First in Europe, I think. I don't know when the bag started either, but he said he was talking about Hamburg, Gelsenkirchen. Oh. It was in all those places. So.
Yeah, they were all in there.
Which was amazing.
London, for sure.
Hmm. So yeah, it must have started in, like, June.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right after us. So
with a bunch of, like, little notes.
It's so
super
sweet.
Cool.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, everyone adding their own twist, and it really felt like you had been kind of around the world with the jacket.
Yeah.
So that in itself was super, super cool.
Yeah, giving the jacket to Kevin's daughter was just so
adorable.
Yeah. She looked like she had the time of her life.
It really was.
Circle moments,
I cry. Every video of that, I start crying. I, like, can't. It's so sweet.
She looks so cute
in
her red lipstick.
I know.
So cute.
Equally cute, Miss Peach's matching Eras Tour jacket.
Yeah.
We saw that.
The original people, the Bling Zaddy.
Unbelievable.
It's funny. So the Eras jacket account is Dave's Eras jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were secretly hoping this thing would end because it's so much work.
Yeah.
It's so much work.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Like, the amount of people that think I have the jacket, they reach out being like, can I have it? It's like, I have no idea.
Well, when we had the jacket, people were like, up our ass being like, we need the jacket, we need the jacket. We're like, we're not in charge.
We had to like issue a statement. Like, we don't have the jacket. But I still get DMs being like, hey, I'm really looking to wear the jacket to, like, night XYZ.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, I can't help you.
In the future. Too.
Yeah.
It's like, no one knows where the jacket's going. Yeah. So that's pretty incredible that it's still going on. But yeah. Crazy. I still can't believe
what
I know.
Are you gonna frame the note? What do you think you're gonna do with it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. Even the song, the songwriter feline enthusiast.
I feel like you have to.
It's fantastic. It's so
laminate
funny.
Like,
it's just yeah,
you know,
right?
Like, so it never.
You need to put it in a glass box.
Yeah, yeah.
Little frame.
A little frame or something.
Yeah, super cool. Ugh. And also that guy. So there's elements that are, like, I didn't know Ross. He was there. I didn't know who that was. People are
did
freaking out about that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I asked him in hindsight. I'm like, have you been to a show before? It's like 14. I'm like, huh? Because I think he came alone.
He did.
He was alone.
So the rumors are that he may or may not be dating one of the dancers, but we don't know exactly
who. I would guess
who.
He is.
Yeah,
why else would you, like, show up?
Yeah.
I mean, I get you like Taylor Swift, but have you seen 14 times, you show up alone right. in Miami's a little weird.
Of course, yeah.
That may be it.
Yeah. He's always with Travis, but like for him to show up without Travis being there and without like his family or anything, like there's another reason he's there. We're just not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, because I had no idea. I was like, interesting. This guy just showed up alone.
were you sad? Were you sad to miss Tom Brady, who went to night one with his sons? Did you see that?
No, because they were in a different area.
Yeah, they were in the same.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I even saw Jason Kelce. Like, I saw a picture of him like sleeping. They weren't in the VIP either area, so I wasn't even sure there was a VIP. I get it because you're right in the kind of mix there, and if you're.
They were in a box. Yeah, they were all because they were with their kids too. So I think it would have been way too crazy.
There wasn't really a VIP night one. Like there was an area, but we didn't see like people sitting over there.
Yeah, no, I didn't see anyone. We just saw like Scott and that's it.
Some of the European shows had the VIP section, but it was all like open air, kind of like what you were standing in. Versus the other ones in the US had like that overhang. There wasn't any of that. Yeah, the tent thing wasn't there. So you are. I mean, they may have set up a VIP section just for you and Billy Joel.
Yeah, it sounds like. It was literally perfect because it wasn't overly busy. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to sit, you could sit. There's plenty of room. It was it was beautiful. It couldn't have been better.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. Oh, so exciting.
What a great weekend.
I know. Do you know what's going to happen? People are going to ask us this. Do you know what's going to happen with the jacket when everything is done? Is it going to end up back in your hands? And then are you going to call up BFF Tree and be like, hey, give us a tailor?
Yeah, I don't know if she wants it.
I feel like that could like be put in a museum.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like the type of thing that should be like, if I got back, I'd just probably like frame it and hang it in the office with all the other like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I would love that, actually.
Oh, we would like love to have it hung in the office. Yeah, that'd be sick.
If I get it back, that's all I'll do. Like, I assume, again, Tree was so nice, like super nice. I mean, everybody was super nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It was a great, like, great night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you deserved like the A+ treatment. I feel like.
I know.
We got it. I mean, this was shocking.
Yeah.
Of course it's shocking. It's insane.
Man.
It's insane.
It's just crazy.
It's another level. One day you're going to be having dinner with her at the corner store in New York City. One of these days. That's where she's been frequenting lately. But I mean, amazing, Dave. Thank you for
recapping and chatting with us.
This is just what a moment. Again, one step closer.
Crazy moment.
Taylor's
just
your
crazy
girl.
Crazy moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely insane. But all right, we're glad to hear that you enjoyed the show, and everybody else, you know, obviously follow Dave.
Yeah.
Follow Swifty Dave.
All right. See you guys.
We'll see you later.
Dave. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yep.
Gia, we have. Another new bestie on the pod.
New bestie.
I am so excited
about
this bestie.
But we are both experienced with this bestie.
That's why I'm so excited about this bestie, Gia. HelloFresh is now on the pod. And I have got to say, I have been a HelloFresh loyalist for four or five years now. Like I am obsessed with HelloFresh. I am constantly making HelloFresh meals. I personally do two a week because I'm a little lazy, but HelloFresh makes it very easy for me. It includes all the ingredients to cook your favorite meals. If you are someone who is familiar with this or not, it's the easiest way to cook dinner, especially if you live by yourself, honestly. And even if you don't live by yourself, you can make the meals. You can set the meals to be for two people, for four people, however many people you want in your house. But I personally love it because you go on, you select all the meals that you want for that week. You can meal plan for like 5 weeks straight, pick what you want and everything. They get sent to your house. They arrive. Mine arrived at 10 a.m. today on Monday morning. So I was able to collect it from my doorman, put it in the fridge before I got out of the building. And then I'm now going to go home. I'm going to make myself a little bit of corn chowder.
Whoa,
I have corn chowder at home.
Yum.
I cannot wait. A perfect little fall day in New York City.
Love.
I selected that. All of the ingredients are included. All of the spices. They include a thing of garlic, the veggies, the meat, this, that, everything.
Everything
that you need
yeah.
for these meals are included in this bag. That's made for your meal. And
everything's portioned out too.
Everything's portioned out. Yep. It is so perfect. And it has been a literal lifesaver for me for, I swear to God, 4 years now. Like I am such a loyalist. They have the best meals. Some of the meals, I like save the
recipes. Very
good. I send them to my parents. I'm like, you got to make this. Just go
I
this
love
at the store.
Like the spicy meatballs or something, like the bang bang meatballs.
Something
about like something spicy meatballs.
Those
so
are
good.
the with orange sauce.
Yeah.
Those
so
are unbelievable.
Good.
I have a couple favorites. I have a a ricotta. It's like a lemon ricotta Brussels sprout flatbread.
Ooh.
Fucking insane. I also have another one that's like this like lemony dill chicken sausage
Ooh.
Soup with couscous. Oh my God, Gia. It's like, it's my favorite. Like,
sounds delish.
My favorite, favorite one. You can make burgers. You can choose breakfast meals. You know, they'll send you breakfast stuff. They'll send you lunch stuff. They'll send you desserts. They'll send you appetizers. If you're hanging out around Super Bowl time, which is coming up faster than we think, it'll give you options like for your Super Bowl party, and it'll give you, you know, like nachos and things like that. It's just, it is the best meal app I've ever used. And I cannot say enough good things about it. And that is me waxing poetic about HelloFresh.
Love.
I love them. So, I love them.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to have them on the
pod. So good. I love HelloFresh too. I've used them a bunch throughout my time at Barstool, and I've never had a bad meal with them ever. Mm-hmm. All their stuff is so good. And along with all the portioned out food and everything, the instructions are super simple. They walk you through each step in the cooking process, which is really nice because I'm really bad at following instructions, especially when it comes to cooking.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So choose from a changing menu of over 50 recipes each week. Plus, take your pick from over 100 market add-on items like desserts, breakfast, and snacks. Mm-hmm. Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/FreeTaylorWatch. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. And it varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/FreeTaylorWatch. All one word. Free Taylor Watch. FreeTaylorWatch.
Fantastic. And again, thank you. Massive thanks to HelloFresh. And if you are someone who likes to cook but doesn't always have time to go to the grocery store and just wants something, everything you need for your meal right in your lap so you can make it for dinner that night, HelloFresh is absolutely the way to go.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So now that we've heard from Swifty Dave.
Yes.
What a lucky guy.
Lucky guy.
Man.
What a fun behind the scenes look,
yeah,
though.
The part
about coming into like basically the back alley of the whatever and
really
having Tree
cool.
meet up with him.
Oh my god.
I would die.
How did you not die? Like,
I don't know. Also, I'll say this. I was gonna say it on there, but I didn't want it to get confused. But he had been coordinating with Tree and had his night set up before that clip from BFFs went out. Like, that was all done. Like, literally, I think the same day.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
the BFFs
yeah, yeah.
clip came out like a day later. And then that's why he immediately was like, wait, just kidding. They got back to me. Like, they had already, like, I feel like people think that because he bitched about it, they like got him the tickets. Like, they were already in talks.
Yeah, they were
for, like,
already
weeks.
In talks.
Like,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
a whole
yeah.
thing. So I feel like that is that's also a thing. But no, I mean, we, you know, I know I am personally, I know you are too, thankful for Dave being a Swiftie and being excited about this, because when we were wanting to start the show and do all this, he like loved the idea and was super understanding about it and said, yeah, that's a good market. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Lets us, you know, spend all of our time being obsessed with Taylor Swift as literally a job. And it's amazing. So, you know, him being a fan on top of it all just makes things great for us.
Yeah, makes it great. Makes it great. And he deserved every second of that, of those moments.
How about them telling him that he's got to get out at a certain point or else he's going to be stuck in traffic for five
hours?
That's what we were saying.
It would have been nice if someone told us that.
I know. It's like, but that was what we were saying about someone leaving, like, or trying to leave that stadium. Like, they closed off everything. They made it impossible.
Yeah.
Like,
I
just don't. It was so crazy leaving.
It was crazy. It was awful.
You know, awful.
Yeah.
Truly terrible. But thankfully, the show itself was just was on another level. So exciting. So good.
So amazing.
I still feel like, you know, like,
yeah,
hung
like
over
literally
from the show.
Same.
Like, you know,
I feel discombobulated and confused.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But all right. So we hope that everybody enjoyed our recap. We will be back, of course, on Thursday with our voicemails and DMs.
Yes.
And if you would like to call in and talk about your, if anybody else went to Miami,
oh,
please leave voicemails and tell us about your experience. And the number is
347-450-0723.
Either leave us a voicemail or send us a DM on the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Wait.
What?
Before we end. Not to bring the vibe down, but I do want to talk about Liam Payne really, really quickly.
Oh, my fucking
I totally
God,
forgot
Gia.
Because people were asking us if we were going to talk about
so
it.
That was so sad. I forgot
and
that we haven't recorded since that
the
happened.
The timing of all of that was awful.
Terrible.
Just awful.
Terrible.
Like,
sick to
we
my
were
about it.
Saying some pretty harsh stuff about him. That was
we were
Tuesday.
Making fun. We were making fun of him, like the internet was making fun of him. We were piling on, doing the thing. The one thing we should know better than, which is to take the side of the internet and make fun and troll and whatever. And we just shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And to
very
to
harsh,
talk about
harsh
it, to be
lesson
so flippant,
learned.
Yeah. To be so flippant about it and then have something so fucking awful like this happen 2 days later.
Yeah.
makes us both sick to our stomachs.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a lesson. That's a lesson.
Totally lesson learned.
The shit talking, we can't be, yeah. we can't be so casual about it's that. Just it's an, not, it's the, not nice.
The,
it's not okay.
The timing of everything was just terrible, awful. You know, with Maya Henry and all Ugh. The hate that she's been getting. It's just so sad.
I feel bad for her. Yeah. I feel bad for everyone.
I feel bad for his family. Everyone. I feel bad for all the boys. I feel bad for his family. God. I feel bad for his girlfriend. Like,
sick to my stomach over
it. It's just really, really, really terrible. And I want to apologize just for, like, everything that we said. It
Absolutely.
Just was, like, super distasteful. And, yeah, just I feel so gross about it.
Same.
So,
Same.
Yeah, just... Rest in peace, Liam. I feel like he was not at peace at the end of his life. And
no.
I it's just awful, awful, awful. I'm still like, even when I see like videos and stuff about
no,
it,
it's
I
hard
just
to
like,
think
it's
about.
Terrible. Like, it's crazy. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on that very, very quickly.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's been so much has obviously
it's been like literally eating away at me. Like the next day I was like, I just can't even believe.
No.
Like, and obviously like,
we didn't know.
We
but
didn't
at the same
know.
Time, we should have known better than to even be like talking shit. Like I understand, like we're reporting on the Maya Henry stuff, we're talking about that stuff, but we didn't need to like laugh and pile on and however we acted. And I think that like
I guess I didn't realize how severely like just
he was not okay.
Severely not okay he was. Yeah, yeah.
He was not okay and it's awful and you know and like you said you feel bad for all the boys, you feel bad for his family, you feel bad for these women that are kind of caught up in it and unfortunately like you know some certain people had certain experiences with him that maybe weren't so great, but that doesn't take away from the fact that his life ending this suddenly isn't any less awful
tragic
and
awful
tragic
yeah.
and sad and 31 years old. That's nobody. That's awful. It makes me sick. I honestly can't.
Yeah.
I can't even think about it. It's terrible. I hope that his family finds peace, and I hope that I don't know. I wish things were different for him. I wish that I wish somebody had been there for him in his moments. And it's just it's awful. TMZ can rot in hell.
Crazy
TMZ
what
can
they
rot
did.
In hell.
Yeah.
We don't even need to discuss.
Yeah.
TMZ can rot in hell. TMZ worst. Worst publication in
worst
the world.
Publication.
Worst publication in the world.
Yeah.
Horrible people.
I hope that...
I wish them the
like,
worst.
The Payne family like sues them or
I
something.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, yeah,
I hope
yeah.
so, too. Just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just but, yeah. So, that's... And yeah, the One Direction family and the Swiftie family, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of coincides.
A lot of
mixing
crossover.
Up. Yeah, crossover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
We feel all the Directioner Swifties, you know, us, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We're both Directioners.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, awful. Just, we can't... It's hard sometimes because it's one thing to like joke around on the internet and it's one thing to be like, haha, the memes, this and that, we're laughing, whatever. And then when something awful happens, it's like you feel like shit. You feel like garbage. Like, how could I have been?
It's like a total wake up call.
Right. Like, how could I have piled on? How could I have said shit like that? And so it's just kind of like, no need.
Yeah.
No need for that.
Yeah. Yep.
And yes, we hope that his family and friends will find peace one day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Precious angel. But all right. We will, yes, so we will see you guys on Thursday for the voicemail episode.
Yep.
Call, DM, all the above. Very exciting stuff. We hope you guys enjoyed our full recap. Mm-hmm. Again, huge, huge thanks to Game Time.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you so much.
For hooking us up and being the number one place to buy tickets.
Yes.
And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Bye. Love you guys.